We're returning to our main story this morning, and confusion reigns over the legality of serving and consuming drink in the outdoor spaces that have been developed outside pubs and restaurants to enable people to enjoy an outdoor summer. Gardaí say that the consumption of alcohol in these spaces is not permitted unless specifically provided for in a liquor licence obtained in court or where bylaws permit the drinking of alcohol in public. Publicans in Galway were warned by Gardaí last week about outdoor drinking. The Minister for Justice, Heather Humphrey, said on Twitter yesterday, Gardaí will engage with licensed premises and will use their discretion, as they've done throughout COVID. Now, in a moment, we'll hear from the Garda Representative Association. But first, let's hear from Páirc Cribben, who's Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Are you and your members, Páirc Cribben, confused now about what the law is or the law is not around the serving of alcohol in these outdoor spaces?
Good morning, Mary. I suppose the first thing to say is that both the public and the publicans have been advised now for months to prepare for an outdoor summer. Not alone that, but both the government and local authorities have put in place facilities by way of seating, etc., and closing off streets, and the government by way of grants to facilitate that. We believe that the Gardaí, in a lot of areas, are using their discretion. But 10 days ago, I wrote to the Department of Justice spelling out that this discretion was not being administered evenly. The Department of Justice themselves, on the 28th of May, issued, I suppose, what could be called guidelines, and they updated them on the 9th of June. And any reasonable person reading those guidelines would suggest there shouldn't be a problem. But I saw a problem 10 days ago in certain areas, and I wrote to the Department of Justice asking that they would bring clarity to the situation by way of using the emergency legislation that is there to ensure that both the Section 254 outdoor seating areas and the areas provided by the councils right around the country, that there would be no ambiguity and that there would be the possibility to serve both food and drink in those areas.
So, Páirc, you were aware of at least an ambiguity here. What happened 10 days ago?
10 days ago, it became clear to me that there were some areas where Gardaí might have had a different view. I mean, our view is quite simple, is that if you were in what is called a Section 254 area, there shouldn't be an issue.
Explain that to us, will you, a Section 254?
If you apply to the council for an outdoor seating area in a public, on the street, let's put it that
yes.
way, you apply for that under Section 254 of the Planning Acts, and it's simply referred to as a Section 254 license. So if you see outside a pub or outside a cafe, you see somebody sitting out eating or having a snack there, you can assume that they're sitting in what's referred to as a Section 254.
And to cut to the chase on that, if you have a Section 254, are you the publican legally permitted then to serve alcohol to somebody sitting there?
Yes, we believe so. Absolutely.
You believe so or you know so?
Sorry?
You believe so or you know so as a legal fact?
That is the legal situation.
Okay.
But also, Gardaí have been using, it's sometimes difficult to find out what different Gardaí are using, but there is a situation where you cannot sell alcohol for consumption within 100 metres of your premises. But if you look very closely at the wording of Section 17.2 of the 2003 Act, it says you cannot sell for consumption within 100 metres of your premises if the product is in, and there's four very important words, in a closed container. No publican sells in a closed container. The closed container comes from off licences. So there is confusion. We recognise that confusion, or the possibility for that confusion, 10 days ago. And that's why I asked the Department of Justice to bring forward a statutory instrument to cover this for the coming 3 to 4 months.
All right, which is what Adrian Cummins from the Restaurant Association told us he is looking for as well from the Departments of Health and Justice. You still have some confusion about it. Brendan O'Connor is the Vice President of the Garda Representative Association. And Brendan, thank you for joining us as well. Heather Humphreys has said that your members will use their discretion. But is there confusion among Garda Síochána members about what the laws are, from bylaws to licensing laws?
There is absolute confusion because, as your previous speaker outlined there, there are so many different pieces of legislation and statute, and it's individual Gardaí and the members we represent that will be sent out to try and police this. And while the Minister is referring to discretion and common sense, which is something that guards would traditionally have always applied, in recent times, the message is coming to our members loud and clear from our own organisation that if you observe any breach of the law, there has to be someone made amenable, and our members are facing discipline and other issues in relation to it. So also, another factor that's arising is, I think people are talking about this in the context of maybe the cafe culture that we visit, people sitting having a civilised glass of wine with a meal, and that's fair enough, that won't be a police requirement. But what our members will often get called to at late night or late in the evening is people who have consumed a lot of alcohol, maybe a complaint from a neighbour in relation to 254 licence, maybe a complaint from another business premises that someone has exceeded the number of tables. We have, the bylaws introduced by councils, or someone might make a complaint about a public safety concern. So who will be there to make a decision is our members, two guards maybe on a patrol car covering up to maybe five or six sub-districts, and who will be held accountable in 6 or 7 months' time, sitting across the table from a senior officer or from a person in GSOC saying, what did you do? There was a breach of the law here. So that's all we're looking for, is clear guidelines that our members won't be scapegoated and held accountable and for impossible decisions that have to be made when the policymakers have moved on to something else, and our members are the people who are picking up the pieces and are on the ground making decisions, as I said, in a very difficult and policing environment.
In the meantime, your members are out day after day now because these outdoor spaces are in operation. What is happening? What's going to happen today, tomorrow, coming up to next weekend?
Well, I suppose at the moment what's happened is people are gathering evidence, maybe talking to people, trying to research it, trying to get a handle on the legislation. But that's where we're looking for leadership, guidance from our own organisation, say what is expected of us. Because another problem that arises is the public are given these mixed messages from different sources and policymakers and comments and even statements from our own organisation. And, you know, we don't know what is expected. And the public are given an expectation of what they will see. And again, the members that I represent are the people who will see acting, and there will be allegations of inaction in some cases, and there'll be allegations of overzealous police. Mm. It's an absolute minefield for our members.
So, Brendan, are you saying you are not accepting discretion as a rule of thumb by which Gardaí are going to live by when they're trying to police these new laws?
Well, look, discretion is something that has to apply, and our members are very adept and have used discretion since the foundation of the state. But the whole conversation about discretion has moved into a different place because of different reports and different policies that are telling our members that if you exercise discretion in some circumstances, that it's ranging in everything from incompetence to discipline to wrongdoing. So we need guidance on what exactly is expected. The old situation of sending guards out that are untrained and ill-equipped to say, sure, do your best and see what you can do. And then when things go wrong, it's when things go wrong that our members are left very vulnerable and very isolated, answering questions with their actions and what they did and their decision-making.
And Padraig Cribben, Adrian Cummins was talking earlier as well about the massive spend there's been on preparing for this outdoor summer, some 17 million. You want this statutory instrument as well. Will you be getting in touch with the Ministers for Health and Justice, or have you already done so?
As I said, Mary, I did that 10 days ago.
But nothing happened.
But what is very evident from your other contributor is what we're looking at here is a minister talking about Gardaí using discretion, a directive from the commissioner not to use discretion. And what we're seeing being played out is tensions between justice and the Gardaí, and indeed very possibly tensions within the Gardaí, because it's obvious that the Gardaí on the ground are being left to a certain extent in no man's land. And I think that's where both policy and direction needs to come. And it needs to come fast because, you know, there are areas in the country where people are, where my members are concerned that they're doing everything in line with the guidance from the Department of Justice on the 28th of May, updated on the 9th of June, but they're getting a different vibe from the Gardaí on the ground, and that's not good enough.
Well, thank you both very much for joining us this morning. That's Brendan O'Connor of the GRA and Páraic Cribben of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Thank